Episode 511, November 30th, 2020.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This is The Robin Joe Show.
2 minutes until showtime.
F***ing great show.
Listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Robbie Robinson does not get enough credit.
The Robin Joe Show, my two favorite guys.
You're listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Do you feel lucky? Do you
punk? The Robin Joe Show.
I've got Rob and Joe before, and they do an amazing job.
Go back on that Rob and Joe show.
Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show is my favorite.
Rob Mayer, Joe Robinson, here they are.
Please, secure your belongings. Keep your arms and legs inside the car at all times. And remain seated until the ride comes to a complete stop. Now, here's Rob Mayer and Joe Robinson.
Monday! Yes, it's Monday! I'm waiting all week, and as it's time for Rob and Joe. Chat room Monday! It's 7:30, that's when I hear live Rob and Joe. Done with Monday! Oh, it's been a hard day, thank God it's time for Rob and Joe.
I feel like it's been a year since we've been on the air, even though it's only been a week because Thanksgiving, because all this crazy Raven stuff.
God, it is crazy.
I mean, every second there's a new change. And we are in a brand new studio. We're inside Gramps and now your home.
How do we sound, Robbie?
I think you guys sound good. Let me check with chat.
Yeah, it's good to be here. I'm trying to think of how many different places have we done this podcast?
We used to do it not together. We've done it at Robbie's house.
Two houses.
Both. We've done it at two of Robbie's houses. We've done it at your house before.
Yes. Didn't we do it at your old place with your ex-wife once?
I don't know, but I used to do it there when
pretty sure I came by once.
Maybe you did. And yeah. And have we ever done it together? I mean, I've lived a bunch of different places, but I don't think we did it together. But I've been doing this show, every place. By the way, I moved three places in my life up until 2012. Sorry. Yeah, three. I lived here where I live right now. I lived in Glen Burnie. Then I lived in Crofton. And then in 2012, when I got separated, let me just count real quick. I moved back in here. I moved to Odenton. I moved in to Columbia. I moved to Linthicum. I moved to back to Odenton. I moved back in here.
Yeah.
I moved to Millersville. Now I'm back here. So I moved eight times.
I mean, this has got to be exhausting.
I moved three times in the first, 44 years of my life. And in the last 8 years of my life, I've moved eight times.
You've moved almost as much as the Ravens Steelers game.
And I'll move again because buy a new house and I'll live there. Yeah, we'll do that too.
So this next house, you don't want to move again.
I don't. But, you know, I mean, I have a wife. So, a woman's prerogative is to change her mind. And here's the thing. The house that we just sold, and I tell you what, I closed on it today.
Congratulations.
And we were at settlement. It was me and Katie, and we're sitting. The title guy wasn't there, and the woman who was buying her house was sitting at the table. Mm-hmm. I said, I want you to know something.
Oh, boy.
I love this house. It's the best house I ever owned. Like, this is, I don't love what I'm doing right now. I love my neighbors. I love my home.
What was the point of that?
I got married. I want her to know how much I love the house that she now owns. Okay. I loved it, which I did. I do. I love it. I love that house.
I love my neighbors.
I love the deck.
The cutting
I love
boards.
The patio. I love everything. I love that house. But the reason that we're moving is to help out my dad. But also, you know, the dog. You know, listen, I love this dog.
Yeah, your two Ds, the dog and the dad.
So, and Katie. But Katie wants some things that house didn't afford, but also a yard for the dog. And then we're going to get another dog. I didn't think about talking about this.
Whoa, you're getting another dog?
Yeah, and Robbie was reading us the Riot Act at, and I won't go into all that, but here's what
I
will say.
Live interrogation.
Here's what I will say, okay? First of all, we rescued the dog we have.
Uh-huh.
And we've only rescued dogs. Am I right about that, Robbie? I don't think we ever didn't. I think every single dog I've ever owned, including my previous golden retriever, all were rescues. Every one. But here's the thing. Now, I'm entitled. Robbie, I've rescued a lot more dogs than you have.
That's absolutely true.
So, now, here I am.
He's had more wives, though.
Hey, true.
No, I haven't.
I know. It's just a running joke,
not.
Robbie.
We are tied.
So, here I am, and they, you know, we've talked about this. They say your dog lives longer if it has lives with another dog.
All right.
Well, I love this dog. Also, my dog doesn't get to run. You know what I mean?
You're not running with Oscar?
No, and so we're going to, and he goes to the neighbor's yard where I am right
here?
Now.
Yeah.
Yes, and he runs. He loves it. He loves to run. So we're going to get him a yard, and that's what's important. So more storage for murder mystery stuff.
Yeah.
A yard.
Knock on wood that exists.
Yeah, and other than that, you know, we're good to go. But we made a ton of money on this house. Which
enough to rescue a dog.
But that doesn't really mean anything because... Right now, houses are...
You're just going to have to put it
into... You just put it into another hot, overpriced house. So, here's what we're hoping for. And again, everybody knows I didn't vote. So, this is not an indictment on Joe Biden. But the truth is that this pandemic, it has to be paid for.
Yeah.
And when it's paid for, the economy is going to suffer. I know everybody thinks now... Everything's going to get better. That's not.
Oh, I'm sure he's going to do a great job.
Well, I'm not. Look, listen, I you can make whatever argument you want to make for the kind of person that was running this country before. But if you think that business is going to be at an advantage, you're out of your fucking mind. The economy will regress. But there's a trade-off, right?
Right.
Maybe there's a humanitarian side of it that you're willing to risk some of the economy in order to deal with some of these other issues that are important to you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm making no political argument. What I am saying is that no matter who the president was in these next 4 years, especially if it's Biden, there's going to be a price to pay for what has happened over the last year.
Unavoidable.
And when that happens, how housing prices, the decrease of housing is unavoidable. How can you avoid it?
So you want to wait until...
I'm going to wait.
Until it's a buyer's market.
Well, people are always like, oh, the interest rate's so low. And I always hear that like you can always refinance, but you can never change the price of your home. What you paid for is what you paid for. My son's buying a home. You know what his interest rate is?
I have no idea. I've never bought anything in my life.
2.5%.
Sounds good.
Let me tell you something. When I bought my first home, I bought it at 6%, and I got a special rate. A special rate because I was a first-time buyer and I was buying a house under a certain amount. When my parents bought this house...
Joe, you're fired up tonight.
When my parents bought this house that they live in, their interest rate was like 12%. Okay? Banks used to just make money hand over fist. I remember when I had a savings account and the rate of return was 3%.
Deep breath, Joe. Tell me who's in the chat tonight. I want the names. It's not often we have chat anymore.
You got Jeff Hancock's in there.
Classic.
Miller time, Steve Miller.
Classics.
No, that's his son.
Drew Miller.
Right. Lockdown Larry, Tim Pool, Bad Ronald. 78-week itch. I'm glad that person's always in here because now I know how long,
yeah,
you know,
how long
there.
Your itch is.
White Cotton, that was the name that we
yes.
remember from that. Donna Fargo, that was the first concert I went to. And then the Cincinnati Bengals. Oh, that's because you
yes.
always say Bengals.
Bengals or Bengals. I don't know how to
yeah,
say
Gramps,
it.
Yeah, hey, Gramps. There's Gramps. He's in the next room. Yeah, we talked about Gramps rating the show. That's going to be his
right,
segment.
Gramps grades.
And we can bring him in here. But, Robbie, you had him rank not this past week's show, but the week prior show that Jeremy was on.
That's correct.
And he gave the show an 8, correct?
Well, here's what happened.
All right.
This is... how this bit was kind of born, because I was texting you guys to tell you what Mac rated Jeremy's performance and what Gramps rated Jeremy's performance. And Gramps, I said, well, how do you rate Jeremy's appearance? He said, I give it a 4.
Okay. Not good.
Out of 10.
Which I agreed with. I thought that was pretty good.
I thought it was a 9, fair. But whatever.
And then last week in chat, he rated that episode an 8.
Hey, Drew Miller said that your mic's low, Robbie. Can I turn you up on my end, or do you have to turn yourself up?
I'll tweak my gain. How does that sound?
I mean, you sound fine to me. Let's see what Chad has to say.
You might have to adjust it on your end.
I did. I jacked it up. I'm gonna jack up it up in another place. Hold on.
People need to hear what Robbie has to say.
Okay, go ahead, Robbie. Talk again.
Hello. How do I sound now?
I mean, you sound fine to me.
It's not us. It's the chat.
I'm waiting for the chat to, and of course, you just...
I'm looking at my levels. I think it looks pretty good.
Jeez, dude, relax. You're too loud. No, I'm just kidding.
So he gave the entire episode an 8, but Jeremy a 4.
Right, exactly.
So we crushed it other than that.
Yeah, if Jeremy had never talked, it'd be the greatest episode we ever had.
Right.
And I think that's a very valid point.
Is that right?
It was like Thanksgiving, and every dish was great except one thing, which is dog shit.
Yeah, speaking of Thanksgiving, so I don't know if you have any.
But wait a minute. Didn't he rate last week's too, Robbie?
He gave that a 9.3.
That's a big improvement.
I thought he was supposed to come in here and do it. I mean, he's out there, although he's in a little bit of pain right now. Yeah, maybe I'll leave him alone for right now.
I do have Jeremy's revised song if you guys are interested.
You hate this. All right, sure, play it.
Where the weekend is over and the ravens have lost again, but it's time for the Purple Power Hour with Rob and Joe. Time to lick our wounds, but it's okay, we still have Justin Tucker, the greatest kicker of all time. Justin Tucker.
Right.
Justin Tucker.
It's still going.
We love you.
I mean, it's great.
What's
taunting.
The problem? It's great, yeah.
Why don't we segue, speaking of Justin Tucker, a kicker, do you want to talk about the latest groundbreaking, greatest moment in sports?
Yes. You mean that Vanderbilt? It's a Big Five conference?
Yeah, an SEC school. I mean, a school primarily known as an academic school.
Yeah, it's not like it's Alabama. It's Vanderbilt.
Right.
It's traditionally the worst.
Traditionally the best academic school and the worst athletic school in the SEC.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I know Kentucky for football has been pretty bad, but they're not. Vanderbilt is the worst, right?
Right. They clearly don't focus as much on athletics, which is fine. But
well, clearly they don't focus. They don't even have men playing.
They're 0-8. But no, they had a COVID issue with the kickers on their team, and they decided to use the Sarah Fuller is her name. She's the goalie on the Vanderbilt female soccer team, an accomplished goalie by every standard.
Is she the best goalie in the country?
I believe, I don't know that much, but I know she's considered really good and an elite collegiate athlete. So they kicked zero field goal attempts because they have no offense. And she had one kickoff, which somebody held the ball as opposed to off a tee, and it went, I think on purpose, just kicked it 30 yards so, so there'd be no return. Because I'm sure she has a leg that's strong. A goalie kicks it far.
Okay, well, that's what I'm asking you. So you think that she kicked it short on purpose so there wouldn't be a return? You think she could have kicked it through the end zone?
Well, she tweeted out of her kicking a soccer ball really far. I think that was in response to people saying she didn't kick it that far.
Oh, well, fair enough. But soccer ball is a lot different than kicking a football. And in addition to that, they said when she warmed up, she never attempted a kick longer than 19 yards. Why is that?
I don't know. I mean, the question, well, why didn't they use their punter? Who, like in every other scenario, when the kicker gets hurt and there's no other kicker, the punter takes over those duties.
Well, we'll get there. I want to talk. Let's start with her.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I want to make it as clear as I possibly can, and that's that I'm not anti-woman.
Or anti-her.
I'm sure that she's... Listen, if I loved women's soccer, I don't love soccer.
Right.
If I did, if she played for the U.S. national team, I know who...
Hope Solo.
Yeah, I know Hope Solo.
I'm sure she's an elite, accomplished athlete.
I know Abby Wambach.
Yeah.
I know Megan Rapinoe. Like, I know these players. I know Mia Hamm.
Look at you.
I know Brandi Chastain.
Nice.
I know Julie Foudy or whatever.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, I know these. Wow. Okay, so I know them. If you are accomplished, it's not like I don't root for you. I will root for you. But the idea, in order to quote-unquote progress, for you to wedge this girl who clearly is not capable of doing the task that she's been asked to do.
Right.
She's not.
Of course not.
You want to kick the ball to the 35-yard line? Is that what you want to do?
Of course not.
No, nobody wants to do that. So that's just so dumb. And then you watch ESPN. And by the way, I saw a poll. And overwhelmingly, people are like, well, this is a bad idea. Overwhelmingly, the public right. knows that this is not something that you should do.
Stunt.
Everybody knows this, but no one in the national media will be like, wait a minute. This is not a good idea. Are we really acting like that men and women are physically exactly the same and there's no difference? That's a very small minority of fringe right. people who think that men and women are physically the same. They're not. And if you can find a woman that has the upper body strength and the physical ability to play professional football, then yes. But what's supposed to happen? Some middle linebacker is just to murk this girl going down the side. Is that what's supposed to happen?
It's not that they didn't point that out. Is it they were praising it? Like, this is, and I see people on Twitter, groundbreaking moment.
It's not groundbreaking.
Doors have opened. You know how long we've allowed a female to kick in high school, college, or pros?
Yeah.
Since it started.
Yeah, okay. you can do
right.
it.
Matter of fact, like, if Justin Tucker, who's the best kicker in the league, as aforementioned Jeremy Song, the Ravens kicker, by the way, he's not a household name.
No.
If you're a Ravens fan, you know, I'm a football fan, fantasy. But if you're a casual fan or don't follow sports,
my dad doesn't know who Justin
right.
Tucker is.
If he was Justine Tucker, he'd be more popular than Serena Williams. She'd have a shoe deal.
Yes.
She'd be more endorsements than Mahomes and Lamar Jackson.
If she
combined.
Was the longest kicker in the NFL yeah. and the most accurate kicker in NFL history, she would be as big as LeBron James.
Yes.
But
yes,
that's
and the Ravens franchise would go up by about $100 million because people that don't watch football would become Ravens fans because of that. So they wish she was a woman. So it's not like there's, but no, they're so sexist they wouldn't allow that. It's you have to be functionally brain dead to think that.
But if you watch ESPN,
yeah.
I mean, if you didn't know any better and you were an alien and you just came down, you'd be like, oh my God, she must be fucking amazing.
Right.
Meanwhile, she's probably as good as, you know, a really good high school boys soccer player in terms of kicking field goals.
It would never dawn on me that a collegiate female soccer player couldn't kick off a football 30 yards. If I thought they couldn't, that's sexist. That would be the most ridiculous thing. Of course they can.
Vanderbilt doesn't have a men's soccer team. They do not. But they do have a female soccer team, Title
yes,
IX or
so
whatever.
Sexist. They
okay.
hate men.
Whatever. Right. So I'm fine with, hey, fine. Whatever. If that's what you choose to do, more power to you. But I promise you that there is somebody that plays on that team that punts the ball, as you were going to mention.
Yeah, he punted 7 times for 43 yards. Clearly an accomplished.
Yes, he can actually. He's really good at kicking a football. He wouldn't kick it a pooch kick 35 yards and run off the field, and also have to have it held.
And by the way, punting is about 10 times harder than a kick.
Yes, of
you
course.
You catch the ball. People are running at you. You got to toss it up there.
You're vulnerable as shit. Your leg
right.
is 90 degrees
exactly.
up in the air.
It's just we're acting like this is this groundbreaking moment, and now girls can grow up and be collegiate kickers. It's an asinine point of view. But
well,
hey.
There is a point where you're going to have to make a decision where you say, well, wait a minute. The argument is there are no differences. That's the argument, right?
Right.
No differences. We're the same. That's the idea. Okay. Well, in that case, where are we? And by the way, this is happening. This isn't me like, oh, you know, people are like, well, slippery slope. If you let men marry men, next thing you know, they're marrying horses.
Yeah.
That's not the argument that
of course
I'm making.
Not.
That's not the argument that I'm making. But I am saying this, that there is Eric Woodworth. Eric
yes.
Woodworth played rugby, and he did commentary for a rugby match. And there was a woman out there, and she's mauling people.
Yeah.
And she's just dragging people everywhere. and her team wins 1,000. And it's a dude. Okay? So what I'm saying is that where do we draw the line? Because there is no WNBA. There is no women's tennis. We just eliminate it because we don't make any distinction between the genders. And then men just say identify as a woman, and then it's only men. Like, what are you trying to accomplish?
I don't know. I mean, look, we've had real issues in sports where people had biases.
Yes.
Black guys couldn't be quarterbacks. They weren't smart enough. That
black
was a
people
real
used
thing.
To not be able to play in
yes.
the Major League Baseball.
Right. That was ignorance.
Of course it was.
Right. And
yes.
It finally, and it took longer than it should have, but that was breaking through. That was overcoming things.
Are we really at a place where we are, how close are we to saying that there are no physical differences between men and women? How close are we to that?
I don't know. We're close to a lot of things that you would never imagine.
I don't think that the world thinks that, and I don't think the United States thinks that.
No.
But I do think the percentage is higher than you think, right?
There's, yeah.
And that percentage is vocal.
Yes.
Right? So.
And if you come out, you get called all the worst names, so it's, you're hesitant to say anything.
No, well, obviously we're not.
Well, we're not, but, I mean, look, this isn't some brave thing we're saying. Everybody who could possibly disagree that would listen to us.
Yeah, that's true. But maybe listen. And by the way, if you don't agree, this is my always thing. My thing is, like, are you willing to have a conversation? That's all. Because what they do now is they say, and God, I've said this a million times, they say, oh, well, you're a bigot, so why would I even have a conversation
right.
with you? But are you willing to have a conversation that, you know, the term woman, that's a scientific term. And it has to do with having mammary glands and having ovaries, and it has to do with having a YY chromosome or whatever it is. That's what it has to do.
Having a WAP.
Whatever it is, you can literally scientifically define that. But now you say, okay, I can identify as a woman. I swear, I'm fine with that. Mm-hmm. I am.
I don't care.
I'm fine with you saying, oh, you say you're a woman, but you have a cock and balls.
Giant cock.
I swear, I don't care. I swear I don't care. But
wet
there is a
pussy.
Line that has to be drawn where you say, all right, well, if we're going to compete, we do have to say you physically compete in this group or you physically compete in this group.
Tallywhacker.
That's what you do.
It seems like common sense.
And if we don't do that, man, I think that women are going to get hosed. Okay, listen, real quick, one more thing.
Mm-hmm.
There was I saw, maybe I talked about this on the air already, and if I did, I'm sorry. There is a man who dresses up as a female.
Small cock.
Doesn't identify as a female. So I don't know what that's called. He doesn't identify as a female, but he dresses as a female, and he's a model.
Okay.
Well, that means that a female who was the spokeswoman or the person who showed this blush and this lip, she's out of a job. So in order for you to be woke or for you to show equality or whatever, this woman loses her job.
Well, that's the whole point of it, to show.
The closer we get to us saying there are no difference in the sexes, well, women are going to get fucked because in terms of athleticism, I've said this before.
Well, that's a no-brainer. Yeah.
I can beat up about 10% of the men that I know, and I can beat up about 95% of the women that I know.
You can beat up Chris or Steve.
Well, what's the what does that mean?
Hello?
Does that mean anything? It's got to. So obviously, in general, men are going to be more athletic than women, and if we don't make the distinction in athletics, women aren't going to get to play sports. Because they're going to put it in one big gray group.
Which
and it's
nobody
gonna be all
wants.
Nobody wants that. I want to watch women's golf.
Yes.
I want to watch women's tennis.
I want to watch Simone Biles gymnastics.
I don't want to watch Bart Connor against her.
And by the way, you could also say pound for pound that Serena Williams or Simone Biles is the greatest athlete in the world. It's a completely reasonable point of view to have.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah. I don't have an issue because everything is done. Look. If the greatest athlete in the world if there's a jockey and that jockey wins every race that he's ever in, you'd say, well, wait a minute, that type of dominance has a certain athletic ability with him and he's better at that than everybody else is at everything, he would be the world's greatest athlete.
Well, we do it in boxing.
Of course we do.
The middleweight champ, or we could say Sugar Ray Leonard or Floyd Mayweather is the greatest boxer in the world, but they clearly would lose
to Mike Tyson in his prime.
Obviously they would. Well, the other part of that story is the coach, Derek Mason, former Raven and Titan wide receiver, pretty accomplished. He was fired the next day. That had nothing to do with that. And he wasn't fired because of that, but it just...
No, he was fired...
Was he doing that to save his job? Was he doing that as his publicity stunt to go out as he's some
Well, he
hero,
was definitely
feminist hero?
Fired in spite of that. They would... Because think about this. Look,
it's a weird time to fire.
If you
want to
save your job, mm-hmm. you say, okay, well, let me do something that I can then say, well, wait, oh, you're firing me because I have this cause,
right.
Because I support this cause. But they were having none of it, obviously. And you're 0-8, and I guess after that they were 0-9.
Well, the other funny part is she gave a halftime speech.
No, she didn't.
Yeah, because they weren't cheering each other on.
She in the locker room?
Yeah.
Oh, Christ.
Now, they probably weren't cheering each other on because they get their ass kicked. There's nothing to cheer for. Like, they're a horrible team.
So Come on, guys. We can do this.
I guarantee her soccer team is much better than their football team.
Imagine. So. There are definitely professional football players that have come out of Vanderbilt. I assume Derek Mason is one of them.
I believe that's why he's the coach. Yes.
Why else would he be the coach?
Right.
So now all of a sudden, can you imagine you are at the level of play at Vanderbilt that you can play in the highest level, and some girl who just kicked the ball to the 35 is telling you to get your shit together.
No, she hadn't done it yet. She kicked off the second half, so she literally hadn't been on the field yet.
Oh,
I want to see your tits.
Oh, God, Robbie. Let's take a break. We'll come back. Rob and Joe Show. Hey, guys. Patreon. We do a show every month. It's behind the scenes. It's things you wouldn't necessarily hear about. It's, I think, the best Patreon in the world, having never listened to anyone else's, but that's what I think.
Well, I think about other Patreon episodes that other really popular podcasts do, and it's just an extra episode.
Exactly.
There's no distinction between what they normally do and this. It's just like you can't get this content unless you pay. But ours, if you pay, you literally get information that is not available. It's specific to the people on the show, the things that we do, the different professions that we have.
Some gigs or jobs that we have that we might not want to say what happened.
Famous people.
Yes.
And we disclose a lot of things, and we talk about this before, but there's a level of trust that we... One time, somebody broke that trust. I'm going to tell you exactly what it was.
And we murdered that person.
Mike Anderson, who was a former producer of the Justin Scott and Spiegel show, had resigned and was moving to Florida to...
Joe, this is supposed to be an ad for...
I know,
Patreon.
I'm getting there.
Now you're telling a story. Robbie's hating me.
To produce another show, and I told that on the bonus show, right. But I asked him if I could, and he said yes. Then somebody went up to Justin, and he goes, hey, I heard of Mike Anderson. And he goes, where'd you hear that? And he goes, the Robin Show bonus show. That's the only time somebody ever fucked us.
But it probably helped us get more listeners. So
it did.
It almost worked out for us. But hey, it's $5 a month. You can give more. We greatly appreciate it. It's the best deal going. Check it out. Rob and Joe Show Patreon. I'm too loud for this shirt.
I'll tell.
You have two more Purple Power Hour songs that are pretty much ready to be heard. Can you tease us with those a little bit?
Well, let me just say, I'm going to try to put some James Taylor into it.
I've seen Rob and I've seen Joe. Right.
And by the way, if you are in love with either of these candidates, you can fuck right off. Seriously, that's bullshit.
If me and Jeremy were in a Hansel and Gretel type situation, we could always get out. We'd never get lost. We would just follow the path that he's left for us the entire way. Because there's no critters that are coming behind. We're like, ooh, pizza Jeremy. Ooh, pizza
See,
Jeremy.
Now you're being ridiculous.
Ooh, pizza Jeremy. It wouldn't happen. I completely survived.
Oh, cool. Is this movie in 3D? And he goes, no, but your face is. So Ryan responds, hey, I can help get him on the shuttle, but I'm not going to be there in time to help him with his shoes and socks, okay? So I'm like, are you out of your fucking mind? He doesn't want me putting his socks. Listen, I'm telling you right now, he would risk paraplegia before he would let me put his socks on.
As he should.
I listen to the Purple Power Hour. I listen to the Ravens pregame. I love when you fill in with Kirk and Marianne. I listen to the Rob Jones. Like, he's literally an actual fan.
Did you get his name? Shout out.
No.
Good job.
Shit.
He's your biggest fan.
What was this guy's... Fuck. She was disgusted by my singing earlier.
She wished her hearing was gone.
By the way, Boom PA, has Katie started decorating Gramps' house? What's the color scheme? It is Christmas time for sure. Imagine if you just ate just jalapenos
all
night.
It's a painful shit.
But this is just nonstop.
That's the better show.
You're watching him shit.
Yes.
They'll never have a competition.
Come
that.
On. I post a photo on Instagram. Somebody says, get lost. And then I click on it, and it's Chris Restivo's mother. I think Frank should have a contest between you and Ryan, Katie's brother, who can put his socks on the best.
The one on each foot.
Yeah. Well,
a sock off.
All right, I'll do it. I want the right, though. I think I might be a lefty, but all right, I'm in. At the end of the phone conversation, I said, all right, I love you, man. And what do you think he said?
He said, good night.
He said, bye. And he hung up. Now, we've had that conversation on here before.
Yes, we have, but you know Joe's move, Rob. All right, I got to go. Let me let you go.
Yeah?
He rushes you off the phone.
That's not my move, but I did think we had gotten to the end of it.
Robbie? I love you.
Thanks, man. Great job, Robbie.
Speaking of bonus, there was a lot of clips in there. If you didn't recognize them, that's because you don't subscribe to the bonus.
Well done, Robbie.
This happened today. So, you know, Katie and I settled on our house,
right,
and we possessed a big giant check. So then we had to go and open up an account to put that money in for whatever the next home we're going to buy is. And when we went there, we walked up to these two guys and go, hey, can somebody help us open an account? And this guy goes, oh, sure. And he's standing and he goes, I'm going to need your ID. And he gets my ID. He goes, I thought that was you.
Oh, he recognized.
That's right.
You, visually or voice, you think?
Voice. Oh, definitely voice. I had on a gator.
Okay.
So, maybe. And I didn't have on a hat, but I had on a gator. All you could see was my eyes.
I got carded buying white wine that I was going to use for cooking, which didn't work out well. But I was wearing a mask and a hat. And like, I'm like, all right, I guess I look.
My eyes
are my dreamy teenage eyes. All right, we don't want to post more fake news like last week when Joe talked about Maryland lockdowns.
Yeah, I wasn't even close.
Right. The Ravens-Steelers game, which was supposed to be on Thanksgiving, which then got moved to Sunday, which then got moved to Tuesday, is now, as of Monday evening, Wednesday afternoon, December 2nd, I guess that would be at 3:40 p.m.
That's my birthday. Happy birthday. I now have to do...
You'll be on the air 8 a.m.
11:30.
Is that official? You're doing?
Yeah.
Na, na, na.
So the Justin Scott and Spiegel show will end at 10. I assume Amelia will be on for an hour and a half.
I don't get it.
And then I'll be on there and go, hey, Ravens, you know, and I'll do that for an hour. And
you get more listeners, maybe.
From 11:30 to 12:30?
Yeah, maybe not.
On a work day?
Yeah, I guess.
Happy birthday. Who gives a fuck?
I guess. People might be driving to lunch.
I don't know. Do people even go to work anymore? Now, the Steelers...
Yeah, good point.
Steelers-Washington football team will now play Monday the following week in the Ravens-Cowboys game, which was originally Sunday, which originally Thursday, which got moved to Monday, is now Tuesday, December 8th. It's very confusing.
So that means I will do this show Monday, then I will do... Actually, you can come over. We can watch the Washington football team. Now, Robbie won't let us do a show that late. So
That's right. We have Washington football
Robbie
team.
Will make us do it in the middle
of
the...
Oh, I'm not going to want to do Rob and Joe show. Washington football team plays at 5. Oh, man, Robbie.
And Robbie wants to do bonus, too. So that means that has to happen. Then Tuesday, I have to do the Cowboys-Ravens. I'll start that at 4:30. Four. Then the next day we have to do the Purple Power Hour on Wednesday.
We can do bonus at halftime or around the time of, if it spills over, that's fine. Then we'll figure out, I don't know. This is a fucked up year.
God, this year sucks.
I mean, you can't enjoy or look forward to anything because in the back of your mind, you're saying it might not happen. Or it won't happen like I want it to happen, or it'll get postponed.
They need to get this fucking vaccine out.
Well, yeah, or we just move to Florida with Mac Bergson, where people are just living their life.
Yeah, but Mac doesn't like that. He wants the vaccine, too.
I don't get it.
By the way, I heard what they're doing is taking the vaccine, and it's being shipped right now to major cities.
Okay.
And as soon as the
FDA... Like Crownsville?
As soon as... Not a major city. As soon as the... FDA says, yes, you can use it. Then they find out whatever the hierarchy is, healthcare professionals, old people, whatever.
Right.
And then everybody gets it. I got to imagine, I mean, I'm further up on the list than a lot of people, but I'm pretty far down there.
Well, won't they? I mean, it depends on if you've had it or not, right? I mean, doesn't that factor in?
I don't know. Good point. I never tested positive for it.
But
I just know
you have
I had
the
it.
Antibodies when they test that. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm sure it'll be a clusterfuck.
You want to talk Thanksgiving?
Well, I do, but real quick, Robbie, this just came into my head because I heard this song. When the next time we have Mike Chamberlain, can you do some production? Because I'd like to have Magic Man by heart be his song.
Sure,
that's a great song.
Yes,
too.
It's a great song. It doesn't fit the vibe of Chamberlain at all, which I love.
Good
it's
point.
A great, hip, cool song. It's just not... He doesn't have the swagger, but it just fits, though, because it's the ridiculousness of it.
God, I wonder. We talked to Mike probably, 3 months ago, and his life was shit.
Yeah, we need to get an update. Would he come over here and be...
no, remember? He was ultra paranoid but also he's not doing, he wasn't doing anything. Even his libraries weren't
open. But even
open.
When he was allowed to do things, he wasn't doing
yeah,
that
Yeah, imagine
much.
Now, right.
Yeah, well, who am I to talk? But anyway, Thanksgiving, you guys, I'm curious in chat, just text in if you had a Thanksgiving, like you had like more than just your family.
How many people did you have at your Thanksgiving?
Well, we had the same we had every year, but so it didn't matter, but it's just...
Was it more than 10?
No, it's just her, Tawana's parents, her sister, her niece and nephew.
So we definitely, the second Thanksgiving I went to, definitely more than 10, a super spreader event for sure.
Nice.
Right? Of course, Katie and I, you know, Katie, I don't know if you know this, we talked about it last week about her, if I'm repeating myself, apologies. You know, she did, her sense of taste and smell went away, and when it came back bad.
Right.
So the things that she eats don't, that doesn't taste good anymore. So she went to an ear, nose, and throat doctor, and that doctor is like, you can't get it again. Now, you know, there's conflicting information, and of course, some of it supports some of the other.
Right. So are you still washing your junk in the
sink? Slips into other parts of life, but she's like, well, we're hearing, he goes, you can't get it.
I think that's pretty much, at least you'd have immunity for a while, I think.
Well,
I think
nobody knows for sure.
Well, I know that, but there, I know there's like three people out of 360 million or whatever that have gotten it twice.
And so that means anyone, it could happen to anyone. That's
no,
way,
what that really means.
That's the
means,
way we do things.
Well, now. I know that, but what yeah. that really means is the first positive test was probably incorrect.
Right.
It's probably what it means.
Of
it's as likely yes. that that was the case right. than that they got it twice. Those are the same, and that it's just such a small number. But anyway, that was cool because then I don't worry about going to these things where there's, you know, right. a ton of people or whatever. But in our house, we had nine. No, we had eight. Did we have eight or nine? I think it was nine.
That's a good number.
So we got right under the number. But the other place we went, there was like eight cars in the driveway. So who's going to buy that? We're so less than, there's only one person
one per
car. Yeah.
We don't carpool for our Thanksgiving.
But I really, I had a pretty big fuck up
Uh-oh.
At that one. Yeah. So
at the big one?
Yeah. Mm. I have my sister-in-law, her sister I've met 1,000 times.
Uh-oh.
Okay? And I've also met her boyfriend 1,000 times. 1,000 times.
So you should know their names.
I'm exaggerating, but I've met them a lot. No, of course, I know her name.
Right.
The boyfriend, I've met a bunch of times. I do know his name.
Right.
Anyway, there's this, when I walk in, the only people that are there is my sister-in-law, Katie and I, a couple of kids, her sister, and this other guy I'd never met before.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And this guy's good-looking, tall. He's got blonde, curly hair, right?
Sexy.
I go, oh, is this your boyfriend? And I've met her boyfriend 100 times,
oh,
right? She goes, no, this kid's 16 years old, right? She's like 23 or whatever, right? And I've met her boyfriend
yes.
1,000 times.
Do they look alike?
Not even. One's a child. One's an adult, right?
One's a child.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, okay.
Do I know this person?
You don't know. Well, you know her sister-in-law.
Yeah.
But it's her sister-in-law's sister who
okay,
you don't,
I don't
know. But by the way, this kid.
Yeah.
I wish I was this kid. He's going to. First of all, he's going to IMG for soccer.
Oh.
So that means he's
well,
great.
He could be a,
he's got model good looks. He's a super athlete. And I think he's dating a 23-year-old. So. He's doing okay.
This is the opposite of Joe Robinson at 16.
Exactly.
So, did you cook anything, Joe?
No, but let me tell you. So, Robbie was kind. I think it was Robbie's girlfriend was kind enough to give us a bunch of food. One of the things she gave us was a smoked turkey. Is that correct,
nice.
Robbie? A smoked turkey?
Yeah.
So
already made?
Well, turkey smoked, but, and this is part of the conversation that we're about, the story I'm about to tell. It still has to be heat. We can't microwave it, right?
Right.
It still has to be warmed or whatever.
Yeah.
And it said on the instructions, 1.5 to 3 hours. Okay? Now, we're eating at noon.
At like, what, 350 or something? Some
and
low heat?
Yeah, exactly. Right. Mm-hmm. So Katie goes, hey, what's going on with this turkey? It has to be cooked for 2 hours, right? I go, oh, God. So I call Robbie. I go, Robbie, you know, this turkey. He goes, what? He starts yelling at
oh,
me,
no.
right?
No, I said 2 hours.
Right.
That's exactly what I said. I was surprised.
And I was like, oh, yeah. my God. And I even said to him, I go, dude, what are you yelling at me for? I should be yelling at you.
It
can't
seem
eat.
Like a long time to just heat up something.
Anyway, yeah. right. So, well, that's interesting that you say that because then, so now Robbie gets there at 11:20. The plan was to eat at noon. Now, we didn't have to eat at noon, but the reason everything was revolved around the Ravens, who end up not playing, sure. right? And of course, we had a second place to go to, so everything was still, you know, yeah. we had to still time it or whatever. So Katie made the heat a little bit warmer, a little bit hotter, so yeah. we could get it done in an hour, and we should have to baste it. I mean, you know, it had to be prepared, right?
Yeah.
By the way, there's instructions in it for everything, single thing, including the turkey.
Did it turn out?
I thought it was good, but Robbie goes, the skin was a little tough. I go, well, that's on you. We had to be able to eat. But it was actually pretty good. Did you like it, Robbie?
No, I thought it tasted great. Yes, the way the skin came out was unusual, but the turkey itself tasted fantastic.
Yeah, the turkey was.
And I apologize for that. I thought it was going to be about an hour in the oven.
I would have thought the same.
And I wasn't rushing there because I didn't know that you had a second Thanksgiving to go to, and I knew that there wasn't going to be a real hurry. My plan was to get there at like 10 a.m., but I just said, screw it. I don't need to get there that early. I'll throw the thing in the oven when I get there. But you guys beat me there, and that's when I got that news.
You kind of take some of the fun out of the story when you get that defensive. It wasn't that big a deal. It was excellent.
I thought we had our best cooking performance ever, Twanda and I. We really brought it this year.
Well, here's
team effort.
Okay, so this is the thing. I don't believe it was the best we ever had. Now, we had some great food.
Right.
Right. What was that special mashed potatoes we had, Robbie?
They were bacon and chives.
Yeah, so that we never had that before. There were a couple different types of stuffing.
Sounds good.
So but there are a couple things that are my favorite. I don't like the smoked turkey as much as I like the baked turkey. That's I don't want that to be a reflection on Robbie's girlfriend because she was generous and everything was awesome. I just prefer the other kind of turkey. Not a huge deal. But everything else was good except for there's something that I love that Aunt Mom made. And it was she browned these almonds slivers in butter and then she would pour them into these green beans or whatever. I don't know how they made them. She made them every year for 40 straight years, and they weren't there this year.
Yeah, it sounds like she had her own or specific way she was doing that. Sounds good.
But
hard
to
duplicate.
She also made Chex Mix. And
you could probably make that.
Let me tell you, it's excellent. It's awesome, and my sister made it.
Good.
Now, here's the problem. All I want to eat are the Chex. I don't want to eat anything else.
You don't want the mix.
I don't, and I even pick out the Chex.
God, I used to love that. I mean, I had that as a kid growing up. It's been a while.
Technically, it's not Chex.
Yeah, they're...
It's Crispix.
Oh,
yeah,
fancy.
They're the correct shape.
Gotcha.
Right? They're better than... It's better than Chex.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. Robin, my sister, made it as the recipe called for, but I don't want any of the nuts. It can literally just be Chex. And she sends me a text. She goes, hey, how important are the pretzel sticks? Well, they're not important at all. I don't even want them in there, right? But I didn't see the text in time. So I go, don't get them. I don't want them in there. She goes, too late. I went to three different stores to get them because Lori, that's my other sister, said they had to be in there. I go, the nuts don't even need to be in there. You just have a chance. I just want those Crispix.
What is she putting in them? She's not just putting a bowl of Crispix out.
Do you have any idea what's in those? What's in that, Robbie?
It's baked, right?
You bake them, but first you soak them in like Worcestershire and some kind of
butter, probably
salt and butter and Worcestershire. I think that's what you do.
I think you're right.
Yeah, and it's excellent. I have some left, but
I think I need to learn how to make that. We had a nice, pleasant time, and then Friday, I had a gig in someone's backyard.
How'd it go?
Well, it actually went quite well. It was Dr. Gill. He books this coffee spot that has, it's called Java Nation. There's a couple of them, but this is one in Rockville. And it has, they also serve food and they roast their own coffee. It's a pretty cool little mini 2-3 place chain. They have an outdoor seating area and they have a little stage set up for things. So I've done comedy there.
How many people are there? Are you allowed to say?
At this outdoor thing?
Yeah.
10.
That's it?
Yeah. And there was supposed to be 15 to 20. Some other people were in the neighborhood just listening from their own house.
Right.
So we could hear that, right?
So, were they laughing from next door?
Yes.
That's good.
Yeah. So this guy, apparently there's one guy that's wife is the manager at this coffee place, and he's for some reason a huge fan of mine.
He loves all your. Is he like the guy from the wedding?
Yes, I went there. I was there in July, and then I was already back like 3 months later. he wanted me back. And then I had no idea, but he lives in this neighborhood. He's friends with this guy. So okay. he put this together. So they have this nice area, this outdoor stone patio at this fireplace. And they've got this these heat lamps. I mean, it's a real expensive nice
right.
house, right? So Dr. Gill opens up, just me and him. And, well, first of all, we're talking beforehand. And we had masks on, but now we're drinking beer. So I take the mask off. I meet the guy, the host, the homeowner, and he has a glass of wine, and he has his mask down, and his wife comes up and tells him to put the mask back on, and then he puts it on, and then he instinctively goes to drink his wine. With the, but it was like, we're all right, either we...
Did he drink the wine through the mask?
No, he didn't, but it's like, if we're going to drink, we kind of have to have the mask
Of course.
Off, right? It's just whatever. So Dr. Gill, the very first thing he does, he brought a guitar and an amp. He sings a song called Fuck COVID.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's a doctor.
Yes.
What's his angle on COVID?
It's just a joke. I mean,
got
yeah,
it.
He took some shots at Republican, everybody.
Okay, got
so,
it.
So it wasn't like it was, you would get really mad at it. But there's neighbors started cheering, you know, because like,
right.
I guess they, I don't know if you want to hear Fuck COVID. You know, it's a neighborhood. It's like 8:30 at night. There's probably kids.
But by the way, fuck COVID. That's a, who it, doesn't feel that
that's
way?
That's true. Well, it's the curse word, I guess. But yeah.
No.
But I end up having, it ended up being a really fun show. I mean, they're spread out. And it's a weird thing.
Right.
But I just kept shitting on the house behind them, even though it was also awesome.
Right.
I don't know if anybody lived there in the group, but I was like, this house is so much better than that shithole. So it was a very Joe thing to do.
That's good.
Yeah.
Dr. And, Gill, I would like to produce that song for you.
He did send it to me. I might have the actual version of it.
Is it better than the most recent Jeremy Purple Power Hour song?
It, I think it's a little better. It's a couple more verses. It's definitely long. It was more, there's definitely more lyrics to it. Jeremy's songs are not very lyrically intense.
Is he doing a special that he wrote that a song that is that specific to this time period? Like he can't do it in 2 months; it won't exist anymore.
I feel like there'll be new chapters to our COVID storyline.
You think?
Yeah, but it ended up being a really fun show. There's some good crowd work moments, and you know, a couple times I guess they're not football fans because I made references and I shit on Dan Snyder, and they're like they act like they didn't know who that was. All right, and then I made a mistake. I shit on Cuomo for writing that book in New York. You know, he's just fucking...
That you lost him
blundering.
There.
Well, they didn't seem to go with me, and I was like, he's killing people, blundering, ruining the whole state, and he writes a book. And then I might have said, it's like Dan Snyder writing a book. And I'm like, okay, all right, we like how Cuomo's doing, whatever.
And they like how Dan Snyder's doing.
I guess, right. And
they
think
they're
right.
both doing a good job.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, man, what the hell do you know? The Washington football team's tied for first place.
They are.
At 4-7.
Big win on Thanksgiving Day.
Oh, you want me to tell you another
but
cool story?
But it'll be a fun show.
Here's another cool Thanksgiving story. We're watching the Washington football team versus the dreaded Dallas. When's the last time they swept the Cowboys? Has that happened?
Oh, God. I can't remember.
Long time.
It happens probably every 10 years or so, I bet.
So that was kind of cool. But anyway, we're watching the game, and one of the kids, you know the 16-year-old kid that I said was dating the
yes.
old lady? He has two younger brothers, and they're like in the fifth grade and seventh grade. They're kids,
Who
right?
Who are they dating, Katie?
Yeah, that's right. So the youngest kid's like, oh, my fan, I'm up against Gibson,
uh-oh.
the running back for the Washington football team. He had three touchdowns and 200 yards
right.
or whatever. So I'm watching. So I go to look up his stats, and I look on there, and you know the touchdown that Montez Sweat scored?
Yeah, defensive touchdown.
The defensive touchdown. I see it on my phone. I see it happen on my phone.
Right.
They say touchdown. I go, hey, watch. So I told nice. Everybody, you're going to want to watch what's about to happen in this very next play. So I looked like I was Nostradamus.
Good job, Joe.
I gave it up.
Way to make those teenagers boys happy.
Oh, they love me.
Last week, we got to talking about the Mount Rushmore of songs about an animal. We couldn't really think of some, but I guess the biggest, Robbie just sent a huge list. The most obvious one is Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
That we left off?
Yeah. Because we mentioned, it started with Ben. Rock Lobster, Puff the Magic Dragon, Muskrat Love.
No, not Muskrat Love. Let me go back to this list. I'm going to tell you the ones that are even in the conversation, okay?
All right.
So Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer clearly is in the conversation, okay?
It's A1, right?
Yeah.
Because everybody knows that song.
Yeah, that's true. I'm looking at all these others.
There's another big one.
Joy to the World?
The Lion Sleeps Tonight.
Oh, The Lion Sleeps Tonight is way up there. You're absolutely right about that. Rockin' Robin is up there.
Yes.
Now, Robbie put one of my favorite songs, which is a song called Head by the band Lotion. And it's from the perspective of a dog.
Yeah, I had no idea what that is.
And the people who own the dog have a baby, and then the dog gets kind of pushed aside. It's a great song.
All right.
But it's certainly not on the Mount Rushmore, since no one's heard of it.
I put it all there for you, Joe.
No, I love it. He has Horse With No Name by America. That's not about an animal. That's about heroin addiction.
Which is a different Mount Rushmore.
Stray Cat Strut. I guess, yeah. Strut right by with my tail in the air.
Who let the dogs out? Isn't that a metaphor?
That song sucks,
yeah.
Too.
Yeah, it's horrible, but it's really...
Yeah.
What is it about? I think it's about dogs.
I was thinking about this today. What's the worst song that at one... Or most embarrassing that at one point in your life that was your favorite song?
Let me think. Because I not me. Mm-hmm. At one point, my son James, who's like a hipster now...
Yeah.
His favorite band was Linkin Park. If you bring that up, he gets yes. very upset about yeah. that. Yeah.
What was that other band that he wanted to go see? The screeching sound.
Sunno. Yes. Yeah. So he's fine with that.
Okay.
It's Linkin Park that he has a problem with. I was a huge Kiss fan, but I'm not embarrassed yeah. by that. I mean, you know, I like Kiss.
I love this song. I forget what it was called as a kid. It went ooh ah ooh ah cuckoo kitty. Talk about the boy from
yeah,
New York
yeah.
City.
Yeah. Ooh ah. Yes. Robbie will put this to music.
Right.
Yeah. That was a big, I think it was called The Boy from New York City.
I think it
yeah.
was, yeah. One of the most famous songs about New York City. I also loved Electric Avenue by Eddie Grant.
Oh,
and I listened to it today, and I was like, you know what, I still like it.
The Boy from New York City.
Manhattan Transfer.
Manhattan Transfer. Yeah, I don't think that's an embarrassing.
It's not embarrassing, yeah.
No. So I'm trying to think, what would I be embarrassed by today I'm even thinking about my album collection.
Yeah.
I'm not really embarrassed by anything I own. Robbie, can you think of anything? Robbie liked a lot more weird stuff than I did.
I had to like some bad rap songs.
I'm trying to think. Robbie had a bunch of 8-tracks, but they were all pretty good. He had Pat Benatar. He had Bad Company, Straight Shooter.
Pull up the chat. Are they giving us anything?
What else did you have, Robbie, on 8-track?
I had Steve Martin.
Yeah, but that's all awesome.
Right. I had Aerosmith.
I believe the 8-track you have by Steve Martin, if I'm not mistaken, was Wild and Crazy Guy. Am I right about that?
I had 3.
Well, I thought you had the album, Comedy Is Not Pretty.
I'm pretty sure I had that on 8.
Ramblin' Man and Wild and Crazy Guy. Aren't those the 3?
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure they were on 8-track.
He was in drag on the... Is that a term? Can you say in drag?
Yeah, it's our show. We can say whatever we want.
He's the kicker for Vanderbilt.
We're not famous enough to be canceled or to have any repercussions.
Well, it's funny you say that because that's
Sticks
not the...
pieces of 8.
That's not the way it works. Sticks is kind of not cool.
But if we
cool.
get famous, they'll come back and they'll say, here, listen to it.
But...
So was Styx the most embarrassing?
Nah, yeah, but Styx is, they have some pretty great songs.
Well, I liked a song by Stryper once. I bet it was awful.
Yeah. No, look, I'm sure there are songs that I liked that are horrible.
Yeah.
But I can't think of any. I know there's got to be some.
I love
some.
That so Fat Boys song.
So you think my answer is Babe?
Yeah, Robbie loved the song Babe. Loved it. I remember what we would do is when we used to drive to... Mm-hmm. I don't know if I've ever told this before.
You won't pull the chat up? They're not saying anything?
Do we have to go through this again?
We used to drive to West Virginia, and my father didn't know how to get there. So it took us like 6 hours to do a 4-hour drive. Is that correct, Robbie?
Well, it was over 5.
It was long. Right. And we used to sing songs. And Robbie, I didn't know I told this, but Robbie would always sing Piano Man start to finish in the back of the car.
Let's hear it, Robbie.
No.
Did you know that was what I was going to tell, Robbie?
Yeah, because you've told it on the show before.
We also, this is how fucking boring life used to be, okay? We used to have bingo cards.
Oh, boy.
Do you remember this, Robbie?
Yes, auto bingo.
And they had little red cellophane-like doors.
Joe told both of these stories at the same
time. And when you saw, like, oh, look, I just saw a fucking flat tire, you got to squeeze one of these windows open until you made a straight line of all the shit you've seen just going down the road. And then, I'm going to tell this too, I probably told this again, we used to have to try to find every letter.
Yeah, that's pretty boring.
Did I tell this,
but
Robbie?
In order, right?
Yeah.
This one I don't remember.
So yet. I have to find A, and then Robbie had to find B.
On a license plate?
Well,
it could be on anything.
It could be on anything, but the thing that the tough one was Q.
Yeah.
And X and Z, but you'd look for a liquor store to find Q. That was always where the Q could be found.
Oh, smart.
But yeah, we'd find all the letters. Imagine
well,
that.
X, you get that on a license plate.
You're looking for fucking letters.
Or a crossing.
God, it was so. And the joy was when you got to stop and pee or eat. It was just such a treat. But you were in the car. So think about this. You were going to West Virginia. You were in the car for like 12 hours.
Yeah.
Oh, God, that was hell.
All right, there's chat. Sorry to neglect you.
I used
they
to think
anything interesting?
Breaking Benjamin was good. That's super, yeah, they do. Suck. I got to be careful because, you know, our station, they play some songs that I can't. I mean, I hear them and I'm like, are you kidding me? I'll tell one. I think I'm okay here. So, but I got to be careful because this band is from, I'm not going to be careful. So what the hell? This band is from Towson.
Oh, boy.
And there's a song, the band's called All Time Low, and we play this song called Monsters, and it's a fucking trash, okay? It's horrible, right? And we play it all the time. And I'm going to get somebody else in trouble.
You keep making this worse. You could just say you don't like it, but you're saying it's fucking trash.
So this song comes on, and Ben Hancock, who's a board op and the assistant producer of the morning show on JSS and also on Laugh Finder, another podcast from our friend Tommy Simbazo, and Eric Woodworth and several other friends. Anyway, I said, hey, who sings this song? And he goes, you like this song? I go, no, it's shit. I want to know who sings it. He goes, oh, because my wife asked me who sang this song. She likes it. And I didn't have the heart to tell her it sucks.
So they play a song. You know what a fan of Green Day I am. Love Green Day. But they're covering that Blondie song, Dreamin' Now.
Oh, I love that. God, I love it. I love
it.
No, I love it. I love it.
See, I was no debutante. Why is he singing about it being a debutante?
Because he's singing a song. It's an homage, Robbie. It's not from the first person. And by the way, let me tell you something. You never hear that song, and it's a great song. Now all of a sudden, you get to hear it all the time. I love it. And they also covered that, what's the Joan Jett song that they covered too? And that was also cool.
Bad Reputation.
No, not Bad Reputation, but
I Hate Myself for Loving You.
Oh, I know what it is. Yeah, they sampled that song. What song is that?
Oh,
that is I Hate Myself for Loving You, right?
It is.
Yeah. So they sampled that in this song, and I like that too. And there's another song that they also covered. I can't remember what it is, but no, I'm not. I don't agree with you on that.
What about the band Breakforth?
Who's Breakforth?
That's Matt Weitzel's band.
Oh, hey,
98 Rock.
I went to see them.
Because he says on Twitter, so my drummer wore a Rob Mayer t-shirt in the promo photos that we took for this band last night.
Did it say, once you go white, we'll still be tight?
It's the only shirt I have, I guess. So if that's not primo cross-promotion, I don't know what is. So shout out to Breakforth.
Yeah, I went to go see them, and it was some little gig. There was probably, well, hell, you wouldn't even be allowed to go to this gig now, but there's probably like 50 people there, and we watched them. Here's the band is where that dresser is, what, that 10 feet away, and they were on the same level as you. But they covered a couple songs. One was a Tom Petty song. I can't remember the other song, but no, I liked it. Yeah, I enjoyed it. I really did.
Well, they're my favorite band now because the drummer's rocking my swag, my merch.
I'm just kidding. I love the song Monsters by All Time Low. Yep, that was a joke, everything
favorite.
I said before.
Big
time. I was kidding about all that. Hey, I just got a message from...
Oh, this is so dumb.
Just got a message from my Yahoo Fantasy that said, hey, you have Justin Tucker in your lineup and he doesn't have a game scheduled. That's not true. Look, it says it right there. I don't need to, well, nothing I can do about it now. There's not any more games played.
They're playing Wednesday.
Yeah. All right.
By the way, that game is at 3:40. I just found out why.
Why?
Because NBC, by the way, they have other, there's MSNBC, they have other affiliates, they have other sister stations, but NBC that night in primetime has something nobody gives a fuck about, the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree lighting.
Oh, my God. Are you fucking kidding me?
I mean,
they're postponing an NFL football game because of a Christmas tree lighting.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I mean, first of all,
why don't they just cancel the Christmas tree lighting?
I know. It's only interesting, if that's a borderline, is if you're physically in front of the tree. Like, you can't watch that on TV. That's not...
By the way, you
can
go to YouTube and literally watch it anytime you want, any time of day. Oh, you feel like you want to watch it now? I can pull it up right now.
Put it on Peacock. I mean, it's so stupid. Oh, my...
Fuck off, NBC.
God.
Jeez, I thought you were going to say it was like the Big Bang Theory or something.
No, that would make more sense.
Yeah, it would, because people watch that.
This is the fucking stupid Bang Theory.
God, I hope the ratings are nothing. Nobody refuses to refuse. It's like Chappelle saying, don't watch the show. Hey, so did we talk about that on here?
I don't think so.
So Dave Chappelle.
Is it another controversial thing?
I don't know how controversial it is.
I never watched the SNL thing. I didn't hear what you said.
No, that's not SNL. Mm-hmm. The Chappelle Show. Yeah, the Chappelle Show. I guess the rights to air it were bought by was it HBO?
Well, it's Netflix, but
Netflix
wasn't getting paid.
And HBO. There was two. Maybe it couldn't be HBO. They would maybe HBO Max.
HBO Max, I believe.
Right, okay. HBO Max. And Dave Chappelle said, listen, don't watch this. If you really like what I do, yes, don't watch it. I don't make a dime off of my own intellectual property. The network owns it, and they sold it here. And,
I like
and,
that.
And Netflix pulled it.
He's got some clout.
So you know what? Good for him and good for Netflix. You're like, okay, that makes sense. It's not, and we got it. Because, you know, there's some douchebag that owns every fucking, did we already talk about this? That owns every Taylor Swift song?
Yeah.
We talked about this already?
We talked about it on with Marianne.
Yeah. So, I can't remember, Scooter Jennings or whatever the fuck his name is, Scooter Barrett, whatever.
Idiot. Apparently he's a genius.
Yeah, he's like 38. Stealing. Yeah, he's good looking. He's a billion. He's got $100 million, more than that.
Probably. And
whatever, yeah, I'm the idiot. But he bought all her songs, so she's like, hey, don't. I'm going to re-record these, and then I want you to buy these.
Yeah.
And if you really, that's the way it should be.
And, by the way, it's not even buying. It's just you're streaming it.
Yeah.
Such a weird.
It is a weird rule that you own somebody else's. They wrote it and performed it, and now you own it.
And from beginning of music, if you remember that Behind the Music on a VH1?
Yeah.
Like, a third of them had to do with, like, the artist didn't get their.
Yeah.
It's from Little Richard, you know, Prince writing Slave on a. They keep fucking people. Taylor Swift. These aren't like small people. Like, how are they not reading the large print here?
You know why? Is because you don't have any. And by the way, they're right in a little bit. And they're like, look, we're going to get you heard.
Right.
You're not going to be able to be heard otherwise, but here's what we need in return. Then you're heard because of the work that they do, and then you're like, wait a minute, I want my shit back. I get it. There has to be something a little bit more equitable, I'm imagining. If you think about people like John Fogerty, people like Brian Wilson. You know, they don't own any of their music.
It's
right. Yeah. That's the geniuses. Mm-hmm. That I'm sure Robbie knows even more examples of who I said. But these are people that, you know, they're some of the greatest American songwriters.
Yeah.
John Fogerty.
Yeah. If you
Brian Wilson.
If they're not set for life off the songs they wrote, I mean, it's just ridiculous. Like,
well, Brian Wilson,
it's like Michael
set
Jordan
for
not making money off basketball
because he was able to stay in bed for a couple years.
No, that's true.
I can't do that.
I have 100% of the rights of comedy for the quarantine, and now I'm finally getting some good plays on SiriusXM.
Oh hell yeah!
Basically one a day the last couple weeks. So
nice.
Yeah. $50 a pop. So every time you see it, I don't know if there's a way to like something on Sirius or give it a thumbs up or say you want more of that. Keep doing that shit.
It's getting, what's that, $3.50 a week?
Well, yeah, if it keeps up.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
You better keep giving them content. They'll get tired of playing.
I know. Well, it's hard to make a new album now. There's not a lot of gigs.
You didn't record the Dr. Gill show.
I should have. I fucking should have. See you guys.
Later.
Good show.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.